When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. Today, we are looking at the greatest Saskatchewan Rough Riders of all time. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It's Mexico week for me, so all week, we have been looking at the greatest of all times for the teams that I'm going to be doing team-specific shows for here on the channel. Monday was Blue Jays Day, Tuesday Flames Day, Wednesday was Raptors Day, and today, we are looking at the greatest riders of all time, which does mean, leading up to the start of the Canadian Football League season, once a week, every Thursday, we'll be doing a Saskatchewan Rough Riders show. Name to be determined. And so that's why today it's just all under the Couch Potato banner. All right, let's get right into it. Starting at number 10, I'm going with Reggie Hunt. He set the single game record for most tackles in a game with 16. He was such a dominant force as a linebacker for the Riders. And this one is a bias play. Quite frankly, he was just my favorite player. The Grim Reaper out of TCU was an absolute menace at the middle of some very good Saskatchewan Rough Riders defenses, culminating with a championship win in 2007. But he was just someone who was feared, and he was maybe a little bit undersized for what you would think a linebacker would be, but that speed helped him out at the Canadian Football League level. And he just, one of those guys, it sounds super cliche, but he definitely did have a nose for the football. And so I am, again, a little bit biased on here, but I mean, I've been watching the Riders for over 30 years, and if a guy was my favorite player, he had to be pretty good, right? So Reggie Hunt gets on here for me, former All-Star as well. Coming in at number 9, this one, he wasn't here for a long time, but boy, did he make an impact. And it's Corey Sheets. He set the record for rushing yards in a Grey Cup. And just like, quite frankly, he is one of the most talented Canadian football players I've ever seen. He gave it a go at the NFL level. It never really worked out, and that was just kind of the end of it, which was too bad, because as a runner in the CFL, he was electric. He was basically, at that time, he was basically like Le'Veon Bell, but in the Canadian Football League. He had excellent patience. He had pretty good size for a runner. He had excellent speed, the shiftiness that you would want. He could be a power runner if you needed him to. He could be a speed runner all of the time. He was just electric. And you think about the play that really kind of seals away Grey Cup 13, the one out in Saskatchewan, when he's booking it down the sideline on his way for a score. Like, he is that electric. And so, like, again, the stats, you have a bit of a tough time making the argument. But he was certainly a player who, like, if we're talking about some of the most talented people to ever play for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Corey Sheets, 100%, I think, deserves to be on this list. Coming in at number 7, someone who just embodied the Saskatchewan Rough Riders when I was growing up, it's Gene Mikowski on the offensive line. Went 284 straight games, I believe, playing in the middle of the, or on the offensive line for some very good, again, Saskatchewan Rough Riders teams, culminating in 07. That shot of him hoisting the Grey Cup is just monumental and iconic in Saskatchewan Rough Rider history. But he was so important to what Saskatchewan was doing and really growing. Like, he was part of some really close calls for Saskatchewan, the Paul McCallum game, where not brought up enough Kenton Keith fumbling the football in that game, but we don't need to rehash bad memories. I've probably done it enough already. But Gene Mikowski being someone who, he was just such a steady force on that offensive line. He and Jeremy O'Day, such key figures for Saskatchewan to be able to work through some dark times, being on the cusp of something, and then finally in 07, being able to break through. It was just, it's so great that he was able to be rewarded with that, but to be so consistent at a position that is such a grind for so many years, I think deserves recognition on this list. So he comes in at number 8 for me. Coming in at number 7, it is Roger Aldag, someone who, like, you hear a lot about. Hall of Famer with the Rough Riders, was with the team from 76 to 92, and anyone who watched during that time, admittedly before my time, but hearing stories from my dad, again, you're going to hear me say this a lot on this list, because, like, it's true, and it's something that I've talked about with Corey Mace coming back, but coming to Saskatchewan, but Roger Aldag was a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, right? Like, he was what it meant to be a rider. And so it was great that he was rewarded with the Grey Cup Championship in 1989. And, like, it just, he was that guy who just, he was a rider. And I think that has kind of lost its way a little bit at times in Saskatchewan. Admittedly, I think it's that started with Chris Jones, getting rid of Chick, getting rid of Weston Dressler. I think he didn't want riders, he wanted Chris Jones guys, and it didn't really mesh. But now I think with Corey Mace coming in, I do think that there is going to be a bit of a standard for what a Saskatchewan Rough Rider is. You can see it in some of the additions that they have made coming into this season, that this is going, they want to be a hard team to play against. And that traditionally has been when Saskatchewan has thrived, is when the defense is very good and the offense is just miserable to play against. And so I think what it means to be a rider is coming back for Saskatchewan. Speaking of guys who are what it is to be a rider, Ray Elgard coming in, part of the 89 Grey Cup team, four-time All-Star. He was on the TSN list. He was in the top 50 for all-time Canadian Football League players. And again, when you hear people of that vintage talk about riders teams of days gone by, it does not take very long for Ray Elgard's name to come up in great Saskatchewan Rough Rider history. So he absolutely needed to be on this list at 6. At 5, Bobby Jurison. Leads the team all-time in sacks in 142, part of the Grey Cup team that won in 1989. Just an absolute game wrecker, and really one of those guys who would set a tone and set a tempo out on the football field, and just a menace to play against, and a key reason why Saskatchewan was able to have some of the success that they had. In at number 4, it's Eddie Davis, four-time All-Star, on the team from 2001 to 2009, which again means he was part of the 07 championship team. And you think of some of the defenses that Saskatchewan had during that time. Again, when things were starting to turn around, right? Like when they had the real rivalry with Winnipeg and the whole banjo picking, blah, 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 blah. But on that defense, there's Nate Davis and Schultz, Reggie Hunt, who has already made it onto this list, Omar Morgan in the secondary as well. Jackie Mitchell on the team, laying some gigantic hits. Eddie Davis was the leader of that group, and he was just kind of Mr. Reliable in that secondary for Saskatchewan. You knew he was going to get the biggest assignments. You knew he was going to do a very good job of it and also help out all around the field. Like, he was just that there was a lot of big personalities on that team out in Saskatchewan. Nate Davis doing was it Nate or Schultz? Either way, one of the big dudes doing the leg up celebration and stuff like that. Like, those were the teams I really grew up on. It's funny to go from, yeah, they pretended to pee on a guy. Anyway, those were the teams of my youth. Explains a lot right now. But Eddie Davis was the leader of that. He was kind of the, like, yeah, you guys go out, you have your fun. I'm just going to be business. It seemed like a fun dude to me, as well. But, he was just like, you guys go out there. As long as you take care of business, we're fine. I'm going to take care of business back here. And we're just going to be a very good defense. So I think, maybe a touch underrated, I think, for some Rider fans, but I think he was a big part of everything that happened in the 2000s with Saskatchewan. I mean, he was there for all of it. In at number 3, Donald Narcisse, wide receiver, four-time All-Star, obviously where he is situated on this list, the greatest receiver in team history, just a game-breaker for a Saskatchewan team that obviously had a few, but there was just a different dynamic to the way that he played. And then in the latter years, he was still able to find ways to be successful, kind of help along the next level of, or the next era, sorry, of Saskatchewan Rough Rider wide receivers. And just, yeah, explosive, all of the things you want in a wide receiver. He was that. And so I think he's the greatest Rough Rider receiver of all time. And so he gets situated on the list at number three. At number two, it's Ron Lancaster, two-time MOP, Grey Cup champion in 1966. And his coming to Saskatchewan really was the start of a new era for Rough Rider football. That they had been around for a long time. Obviously, we all know 66 is the first time that this team tasted that championship glory. So it had been a while. And he was someone, when you go back in, obviously I wasn't around in 66, but you go back in and read about that time and watch what videos you can find from that time. He was someone who just kind of changed the perception around the Saskatchewan Rough Riders at that point. He would go on to have an amazing coaching career as well. But as a quarterback, there were none like Ron Lancaster. And then in at number one, we did a legacy look for him on this channel earlier, after he unfortunately passed away. It's George Reed, the all-time touchdown leader for the Riders, all-time everything leader, all-time Rider. And in that legacy look, and I've said it a couple of times on this show, and it sounds cliche, but no one embodied a Saskatchewan Rough Rider more than George Reed. And we talked about when Ron Lancaster joined the Riders and just kind of like changed the perception. George Reed just like fully took this team to a championship contender. Like he took them to another stratosphere with Saskatchewan winning in 1966. And you, I said before, you talked to certain people about Ray Allgaard and Roger Aldegh. There is not a Rider fan who was alive in the 60s who will like disagree with this call of George Reed being the Saskatchewan Rough Rider and the all-time great. You think about, again, not only what it meant on the football field, but this is, anyone who's been in Saskatchewan knows, this is a community by community team. And not just in Regina, all over. I had Riders come to my, Matt Dominguez came to my hometown. They go to all the different small towns. There's always a Rider, either alumni or a current player, going to some charity event in a town that has 100 people at their curling rink that for some reason seats 500. He was the big part of that. I think this might be speaking out of turn, but as far as I know, he is one of the legends who truly embraced that. And I think kind of set the tone for that. And like, I talked about Lanny McDonald in the Flames episode, where like, they may as well just make him the logo. They may as well have made George Reed the logo for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for a very long time, because he embodied everything, not just on the field, but community support and what it really meant to be the team of the province in Saskatchewan, not just the football team of the province, but the team of that province. He understood it, he embraced it, and with his whole chest, he was a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, and he will always be loved for that. And I am hoping, if YouTube is around in 100 years, Rider fans are stumbling upon this video or the legacy look that we did on him, and recognizing how important George Reed was to the growth of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for about 40 to 50 years. That's how important this guy was. So when we are putting together a list of all-time great Saskatchewan Rough Riders, sorry, there is no one better. There is absolutely no one better that you could put on here as number one, as the Saskatchewan Rough Rider, than George Reed. Honorable mentions on here, because he won as a quarterback and a coach. Kent Austin, I think, should probably be on here. Some people are a little upset at how things may have ended, but I think he should have been on here. Mentioned a couple of the defensive players before. Nate Davis and Schultz could have easily been on this list. Honestly, I was never 100% on this guy's side. Darian Durant probably deserves some consideration on here as well. The Grey Cup winning quarterbacks, Durant and Kerry Joseph, probably deserves a little bit of a look on here as well. And receivers, I would say Andy Fantuz, maybe a look. And Matt Dominguez as well. And offensive line, I think you could put Jeremy O'Day on this list as well. So that's my list. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Let me know what I missed. Or if you just completely agree, 10 out of 10 no notes. Let me know in the comment section below. While you're doing that, like this video and subscribe. If you are listening in podcast form, you can leave a review. You can subscribe. And again, let me know what you think of this one on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I am at PrimetimeKlein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. And yeah, this is the soft launch for whatever my Rider podcast is going to be called coming up in 2024, leading up to the season, which will be here before you know it. So thank you guys so much. Four of these down, one more to go. Tomorrow, looking at the greatest Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas Raiders of all time. That is what is coming up on a Football Friday. Thank you guys so much. Talk to all of you tomorrow. I'm out.